Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is February 12, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about MasterCard to prepare domestic operations in China. Square launches Square for retail POS integrated solution. Esker integrates Stripe Connect to offer online payment capabilities to its customers. eBay launches new international shipping option for U.S. sellers. Shift 4 payments upgrades pay-at-the-table solution. OpenWay, Yellow team up to offer omni-channel solutions to merchants. MoneyGram enables P2P to a phone number. SMB poll, Bloomberg can defeat Trump. Corporate cards tackle their own employee expense shortcomings. The build versus buy conundrum in supply chain digitization. JP Morgan, real-time treasury a key driver of corporate's loyalty. Platforms help FIS and fintechs break down silos. Now let's get started. MasterCard to prepare domestic operations in China. MasterCard has announced that it has received in-principle approval from the People's Bank of China, PBOC, to begin formal preparations to set up a domestic bank card clearing institution. The application was submitted by MasterCard NUCC Information Technology, Beijing, joint venture of MasterCard and Nets Union Clearing Corporation, NUCC. The strategic collaboration between MasterCard and NUCC is founded on mutual synergies and aims to drive a simple and smart payments experience in a strategic market like China. Within 1 year, the company will be able to apply to the People's Bank of China for formal approval to begin domestic bank card clearing activity. Square launches Square for retail POS integrated solution. Square has announced the availability of Square for retail on Square Register, enabling the POS solution to run on Square's end-to-end, integrated POS built for larger sellers. With Square for Retail, business owners can simply and efficiently manage their storefront, back office, and online store all in one place. Sellers can also sync their items, inventory, prices, and data instantly, across online and offline channels. Square Register gives sellers a combination of dedicated hardware, embedded software, and Square's secure payments technology, all built to work together seamlessly. Its design features a built-in seller display and a detachable, customizable, customer display that lets customers see their purchase and pay on screen in a few taps. With Square for Retail on Register, sellers can skip complicated onboarding and the pain of managing multiple devices in favor of an all-in-one POS solution specifically designed for retail workflows and built directly into their hardware. Esker integrates Stripe Connect to offer online payment capabilities to its customers. Esker has announced the integration of Stripe Connect, the technology infrastructure powering global platforms, to its core product. This integration will expand Esker's order-to-cash (O2C) solution by offering online payment capabilities globally. Stripe Connect integrates with Esker's solution, giving Esker customers the convenience of working with a single payment provider across the globe, instead of having to pick from different local providers. Esker provides an AI-driven process automation software, aiming to help financial and customer service departments digitally transform their procure-to-pay P2P and order-to-cash O2C cycles. Used by more than 6,000 companies worldwide, Esker solutions incorporate technologies like artificial intelligence, AI, and the company operates in North America, LATAM, Europe and APAC. Earlier in 2020, Lightspeed has announced its partnership with Stripe and the initial availability of Lightspeed payments for hospitality merchants in the US and retailers in Canada. eBay launches new international shipping option for US sellers. eBay has announced a new shipping program that is rolling to U.S. sellers in February 2020 called eBay International Standard Delivery. This new program supports shipments to over 210 countries, offers better tracking visibility, and includes late delivery protections for standards, service metrics, and feedback. Sellers who ship to international buyers directly, not using eBay's global shipping program, can select the eBay International Standard Delivery option as an economical choice to deliver their items. An important difference to eBay's global shipping program is that eBay International Standard Delivery is a delivered duties unpaid, DDU, shipping solution. This means buyers won't pay duties and tax at checkout on eBay but may have to pay the carrier for duties and tax on delivery. This new option is available in the listing flow, under shipping details. Sellers will have the option of selecting calculated or flat international shipping cost listings. For either of these options, sellers choose the eBay International Standard Delivery shipping service from the drop-down menu. After an item sells, sellers select the eBay International Standard Delivery option and print the shipping label with eBay labels for buyers in destinations outside of the U.S. Shift 4 Payments Upgrades Pay at the Table Solution. Shift 4 Payments has announced the addition of fully mobile tableside ordering functionality to SkyTab, the pay at the table solution that the company released in 2019. SkyTab is offered free of charge to new customers. The mobile ordering functionality will be made available through a software update to existing devices. SkyTab integrates seamlessly with various POS systems, including the company's Harbitouch, Restaurant Manager, Future POS and Positouch software brands, as well as Oracle Hospitality and Jonas Club software. SkyTab's user-friendly payment interface supports EMV chip cards, NFC mobile payments and traditional swiped card transactions. SkyTab also includes the ability to split checks, add tips and offers guests their choice of an online receipt or a paper receipt via the built-in printer. With this update, SkyTab users will be able to execute the entire dining process from the initial order to the final payment with both staff and guest-facing interfaces all on the same mobile device. Additional ordering functionalities include support for item modifiers, coursing, a quick search feature, instant table and menu syncing, and more. SkyTab integrates with ShiftFA's Lighthouse Business Management System, which includes remote reporting as well as management tools for social media, customer engagement, loyalty and online reputation. OpenWay, Yellow team up to offer omnichannel solutions to merchants. OpenWay, a digital payments software vendor, has teamed up with Yellow, a provider of the Y7 all-in-one merchant solution, to offer omni-channel solutions for merchants. As a result of the partnership, acquirers who run their payment business on OpenWay software can enrich their merchant offerings with real-time personalized checkout on Yellow terminals, according to the official press release. The Android-based Yellow Y7 all-in-one merchant terminal is an ordering and payment terminal that also acts as a marketing platform. According to statistics from Yellow, restaurant self-service tabletop ordering and payment using the Y7 terminal can increase table turn by 25%, average bill size by 15%, and positive guest feedback by 5 times, according to the official press release. The Y7 terminal's open architecture encompasses most of the APIs and business applications that are needed to boost customer experience. OpenWay has completed its certification of Y7 terminals for smooth integration with WAY4 acquiring, its software platform run by banks, processors and retailers globally. The transaction exchange between WAY4 and Y7 is based on the Nexo protocol, and the supported list of payment operations on the terminal now includes all basic types, including EMV functionality, and will be further extended in the future. The Y7 terminal has undergone all the required international payments security approvals and is PCI-PTS and EMV compliant, OpenWay has added. Various business applications can be installed directly on a terminal, local server or in the cloud. MoneyGram enables P2P to a phone number. MoneyGram, known for its transfers via mobile app, has a new program called FastSend that will enable it to engage in cross-border peer-to-peer P2P transfers directly to a recipient's phone number. The company aims to keep up efficiency and speed with the new service, advertised as using just a few clicks to make sending money as easy as sending a text, according to MoneyGram chairman and CEO Alex Holmes in a press release. The process of using FastSend involves the customer logging into the MoneyGram website, entering the name and phone number of the desired recipient, then clicking the FastSend button. From there, the recipient receives a text notifying them that they have money available for deposit. The recipient can log in as well, and add their debit card. The P2P funds are transferred to said card, reportedly within minutes, the press release said. The idea, as the name implies, is that the simple sending of a text message is all one needs to send or receive money via the P2P service. FastSend will only cost $1.99 to use, and will have a limit of $10,000 per transaction. Camila Chittil, MoneyGram COO and leader of its digital initiatives, said the move is part of MoneyGram's attempts to break into more of the digital field, and utilize startup technology. The service is made possible by a partnership with Visa and its Visa Direct product, according to the press release. As of late, MoneyGram has been engaging in team-ups globally to expand its reach. It partnered with Lulu Money to reach people in the Asia-Pacific region, and with EbixCash to help Indian residents utilize its services. The company has also worked with Industrial Bank to make sure people in Ukraine can send money via mobile devices. MoneyGram had a good holiday season, too, with a surge in growth. SMB poll, Bloomberg can defeat Trump. A recent poll of small business owners in the U.S. shows that they believe only presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg can beat President Donald Trump, according to a report Monday, February 10, by Yahoo Finance. The query asked small business owners who they would vote for if the race came down to Bloomberg and Trump in the presidential election. Of those surveyed, 52% said that they would support Bloomberg. The survey also asked who they would support if former Vice President Joe Biden became the nominee against Trump, and in that scenario, both candidates ended up in a tie. The Democratic presidential candidate with the most crossover appeal to Republican and independent small business owners is Bloomberg, who, like Trump, has a business background, Gallup research consultant Megan Brennan said, summarizing the poll. The largest gap with all the candidates is 4 percentage points. Even though Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, is the only one who beats Trump head-to-head, he's still behind Biden amongst people who say they're going to vote in a Democratic primary or caucus. Biden got 22% of support, and then Bloomberg, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders and U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. There are 13% who say they're undecided. The poll illustrates that small business owners are highly engaged in the election. Of those queried, 60% say that they're paying a lot of attention to the proceedings, while 30% answered that they're paying some attention. 97% say they are planning to vote in the election. The small business owner vote is an important one in the election, as they make up more than 30 million businesses across the country. Of those asked, 52% think that they'll be better off if Trump wins again, and 41% say a challenger winning will be better for them. There's also some fear about a looming recession, as 77% of those asked said the economy is good, but when asked if that will last, 69% said they expect a recession in the next year and a half. Corporate cards tackle their own employee expense shortcomings. With corporate cards growing their market share, the payment tool is finding opportunity in more areas of the enterprise, from cross-border corporate payments to accounts payable. While this week's look at the latest in commercial card innovation does indeed find new advances in these areas, service providers are also increasingly turning to developing solutions for pain points in one of the original corporate card use cases, employee spend. TeamPay talks cards employee spend opportunity. One of the most popular use cases for commercial cards has traditionally been in the area of employee spend, but this tactic certainly has its drawbacks. One of the largest, of course, is the struggle to ensure that employees with access to a company card are using it as they should. As adoption of cards for employee spend grows, so does the challenge of analyzing that spend. Every single person in your company is now part of your purchasing department, explained TeamPay CEO Andrew Hoag in a recent interview with PYMNTS. As commercial card technology advances, solution providers have addressed a range of friction points, with new tools often targeted toward easing the burden of issuing cards out to individual employees with on-demand virtual card capabilities. Increasingly, however, corporate card solution providers are turning toward data integrations and collaborations to address pre- and post-transaction friction, promoting spend compliance and analyzing expense data. One of the biggest impacts of this trend, said Hoag, is the heightened transparency of employee spending that has revealed major opportunities for cost savings in areas like cutting down duplicate spending on software products. This ecosystem is moving away from just focusing on the payment, and focusing on the problem we're ultimately solving for the customer, which is, how do I get the money to the right people, in the right organization, at the right time? Said Hoag. That's about more than just arming them with a corporate card or access to a virtual card. Visa collabs for global corporate cards. Visa will power a new commercial card solution designed to empower businesses with cross-border payments capabilities offered by Airwallex, the company's recently announced. Dubbed the Airwallex Borderless Card, the solution will first roll out for businesses in Australia, with UK and Hong Kong future targets for the solution. The card facilitates global payments in multiple currencies with competitive foreign exchange rates, the companies noted, adding that Australian users will first be able to generate virtual cards to pay their suppliers across borders. Later on, the offering will include the option to generate multi-currency physical corporate cards for executives and employees. Visa and Airwallex highlighted the ability for cards to offer end-to-end functionality, with transaction data easily accessible and integrated into back-office platforms. Emberse embraces card data integration. Employee spend management solution provider Emberse announced a new commercial card-linked solution designed to integrate with expense reporting platform Abacus. Emberse cards for Abacus B2B customers will support the integration of transaction data from Emberse cards automatically within the Abacus platform, both for physical and virtual cards, with the companies focusing on real-time visibility of cards and spend. Employees using the Emberse card will receive prompts to take a picture of their receipts to automate expense submission at the time of a purchase. In a statement, Emberse Chief Product Officer Ted Power said cards have historically presented a spend management challenge. Many organizations have long struggled with the challenge of gaining real-time visibility into purchases made on corporate cards, and, as a result, they were unable to get an accurate and timely picture of employee spend, he said, adding that data integration automates reconciliation and improves visibility. WEX fuel cards hit a snag. One of the most complex areas of employee spend management is in the freight arena, with fleet card innovation aiming to heighten fleet managers' visibility and control over drivers' spending behavior. One fleet card provider hit a snag this week, however. WEX reportedly issued an apology following an outage of its commercial fuel card services that had affected TCH, T-Check, Fleet One, EFS and the Truckers Advantage fuel card products. WEX declined to offer specifics about its system's failure, but reports noted truckers had taken to social media to publicize their complaints about being unable to make payments with their fleet cards or log into their accounts. The build versus buy conundrum in supply chain digitization. Organizations embracing digitization have an important decision to make before they ever invest in a technology: should they purchase out-of-the-box solutions or build their own? Historically, this has only been a conundrum for the largest of enterprises, which could not only afford to invest in sophisticated, automated back-office solutions, but had the resources to develop proprietary platforms custom-built for their specific needs. In the evolution of enterprise digitization, however, fintech firms stepped in to democratize agile technologies for small businesses, SMBs, as well as introduce platforms that can be easily integrated into SMB back offices right out of the box. While the build versus buy challenge has seemingly been solved, David Brault, product marketing manager of enterprise app development platform Mendix, said out of the box can be too good to be true. Since prepackaged solutions try to satisfy the largest possible market, they are rarely a 100% fit for every company, he recently told PYMNTS. This means there are a lot of changes and hidden costs that will happen post-purchase. The initial purchase of a third-party solution may be a more affordable route, but the costs associated with customizing that tool, and integrating it in the way an organization requires, mean that the ultimate cost, both financial and procedural, may actually be greater than anticipated, and perhaps even greater than it would have been to design a custom tool. Supply chain management apps. Strategic supply chain management is one area of the enterprise that has become interconnected throughout more areas of the back office, and throughout organizations' own external business partners. As a result, said Brault, pre-built solutions cannot always adequately address the complexities of businesses' unique supply chain management needs. There are, indeed, a few characteristics of supply chain management solutions that most businesses require today. For one, visibility is critical to any enterprise app, particularly in supply chain management, he noted, with businesses in need of real-time access to package, truck and driver location, warehouse information and more. Mobility is another crucial component, with value-added mobile device features and technologies including barcode and QR scanners essential to ensuring accuracy of real-time data. Brault also pointed to the demand for enterprise apps that provide a multi-experience. Companies need to provide customer engagements that make it easier to do business across a number of different touchpoints that are optimized for each interaction, he said. Not only digital interactions, but face-to-face interactions. Finally, these apps must meet the demand for always-on solutions. That means these mobile-friendly tools need to work in the field and on the road throughout the supply chain, regardless of dodgy or lost internet connections. It's all about ensuring that the supply chain data collected can be automatically sorted and analyzed to optimize processes. Yet, the complexities of a modern supply chain mean that no two organizations are alike in their requirements with regards to what data they need, from where and for what purpose. Strengthening the weakest link. Low-code platforms are able to address most of the burdens of cost and complexity in the development of proprietary enterprise apps, noted Brault. Artificial intelligence has seen its role in supply chain management solutions grow, as businesses need more sophisticated technologies to optimize trade and delivery routes, monitor vehicle diagnostics and beyond. Enterprise app development can also enable customization in the end-user experience, which is of increasing importance for businesses today, said Brault. For many businesses, those end-users are delivery personnel, truck drivers, warehouse staff and more. However, supply chain optimization is also about strengthening relationships between buyers, suppliers, logistics providers, financiers and other players along the supply chain. Therefore, proprietary tools that are created must be able to address the needs of more than one target user. This can be a tricky hurdle, particularly considering that organizations in a single supply chain are typically at various stages in their own digitization journeys. This is a challenge felt by many organizations, because digital transformation is only as good as its weakest link, which can sometimes be a supplier's outdated systems and manual processes, Brault said. This opens up an opportunity for organizations to embrace the build-not-buy avenue to enterprise apps, especially when businesses are seeking to optimize their supply chains through stronger supplier relationships. They can develop web and mobile-based platforms tailored to their vendor needs, like order processing and delivery management. Of course, building custom apps for supply chain management and otherwise ISNT for everyone, SMBs continue to lack the resources to make significant inroads in their digitization efforts, with many not needing the kind of customization that proprietary tools offer. Still, as Brault noted, the strategy can be a cost-effective way for organizations to meet the rising burden of complex supply chains as they seek visibility, data and deeper vendor relationships. Digital transformation is more than streamlining internal processes and eliminating their paper-based processes, he said. JP Morgan, real-time treasury, a key driver of corporates' loyalty. In the last decade since the global financial crisis, the corporate treasury function has undergone a dramatic transformation. What was once a siloed area of the enterprise that was focused on cash management is today tasked with supporting nearly all strategic priorities, from cybersecurity and anti-money laundering (AML) compliance to supporting organizations' financial digitization agendas. These expanded responsibilities have emerged on top of treasurer's traditional cash forecasting and risk mitigation requirements, all while facing the added pressure of doing more with smaller teams and fewer resources. In the current climate of heightened geopolitical uncertainty, trade disputes, FX volatility and regulatory complexities, corporate treasurers have their work cut out for them. But, according to J.P. Morgan's EMEA head of wholesale payments Sharak Moinian, technological innovation is helping to unlock more opportunities for corporate treasurers to step up to this newfound strategic role in the enterprise. All of these changes we're seeing are the result of a few mega trends, Moinian told Karen Webster in a recent discussion. One is regulatory trends, where regulators are looking to increase competition in this field and drive innovation. The other is technological innovation. Overall, these trends mean there are more electronic means of transferring money. Driving real-time treasury. Some of the most disruptive regulatory initiatives include PSD2 and open banking, Moinian highlighted, while faster payment initiatives in markets around the world comprise another important piece of connecting corporate treasurers with the transactional data they need to perform strategic processes more quickly and efficiently. Real-time payment networks, along with API integrations that can automatically capture transactional data from those accelerated payments, are driving a shift toward real-time treasury management, Moinian said. Finance functions like accounts receivable (AR) and accounts payable (AP) are unlocking information that helps treasurers gain a more accurate view of cash positions, along with a more predictable cash flow. This real-time trend of the movement of money will ultimately result in real-time treasury, noted Moinian. This is not a five-year vision, either. Certain companies and industries are already there. Speed, however, is only one part of the broader strategic treasury puzzle. When it comes to payments, today's treasurers not only need real-time transaction capabilities, but they also need the ability to transact anywhere, anytime, in any network around the world, he said, noting that this demand means support for everything from ACH to mobile wallets, in any currency. Further, corporate treasurers require elevated security and compliance controls within this always-on payments ecosystem, in which the end-user experience is increasingly critical for finance professionals. All of this is a very tall order for all banks to satisfy, said Moinian. Banks treasurer loyalty challenge. With corporate treasurers eager to invest in technology that can support real-time processes, their success hinges on the capabilities of their banks to provide such tools. As a result, treasurers are taking a hard look at their existing financial service provider relationships, and aren't afraid to switch to a banking competitor that meets their needs. There is a review of long-lasting bank relationships to see if those providers are still fit for purpose, said Moinian. Banks have to invest heavily in innovation and new platforms, and use technology to the benefit of treasurers. In a number of cases, this results in the changing of primary banks, and in the future, this will probably accelerate as there are more solutions and more requirements for treasurers. Financial institutions, FIS, investment strategies in technologies like API integration, open banking, global payments capabilities and real-time payments will be critical in capturing and retaining corporate treasury clients. Moinian pointed to the investments JP Morgan has made in real-time payments and open banking APIs in an effort to support corporates' pursuit of real-time treasury. Embracing a range of payment infrastructures including SWIFT's GPI, card rails and blockchain will also support banks' efforts to meet the evolving demands of treasurers. Inevitably, not every FI will be able to meet the lofty needs of the modern treasurer. In addition to internal innovation investments, Moinian emphasized the importance of FIS embracing fintech collaboration as more industry newcomers begin to target the corporate customer. He noted that for JP Morgan, those fintechs offer more of a collaborative relationship than a competitive relationship. Moving forward, Moinian predicts a market shift in which financial service providers become more specialized to fill treasurers' particular needs, opening up the door for further collaboration across the market and the emergence of banks taking a platform as a service approach to their corporate customers. Considering how complex treasurers' operations have become, cooperation and data integration between platforms and service providers will be essential to meeting the always-on, regulatory-compliant, user-friendly transaction experience of a strategic corporate treasury department. All of that today is a must-have, whereas previously, it was maybe a nice-to-have, said Moenian. That's the situation we're in, and we have to respond to that as an industry. Platforms help FIS and fintechs break down silos. In the drive to bring speed, convenience and true innovation to payments and address customers' financial services needs in real time, financial institutions, FIS, need to break down silos. That means changing processes and legacy tech systems that stretch across decades. Easier said than done, of course. But in an interview with PYMNTS, Kevin Fox, executive vice president of Novo Payment, said banking as a service can assist in breaking down those barriers to innovation and can accelerate the time to market for new offerings. And the opportunity for what he termed fintech enablers such as Novo Payment, through the platform model, is to help serve as a conduit or facilitator for financially regulated institutions that he said may have some difficulty in innovating or delivering those services. Among the challenges, legacy systems and processes. Among the challenges, legacy systems that may have been firmly entrenched in a financial institution's operations for decades, or a mentality that keeps knowledge from being shared within an FI, hence the siloed mentality. With a nod to silos, Fox said that within financial institutions, there are typically subsystems that are focused in specific verticals or delivery capabilities. Those incumbents may typically have a credit card solution, a mortgage solution and an investment solution, all operating independently. All of these solutions may have different systems that are managing the delivery of services, but they are not interoperable, he said. And as a result, integrating those services can prove difficult. In an attempt to address that lack of integration, the FI, typically, will create user interfaces in the form of separate applications, such as mobile apps, which in turn replicate the siloed infrastructure that resides within the financial institution's core. Breaking down the silos. One way to break down the silos is to have fintechs and FIS meet across the platform to share various areas of expertise, and in the process change the very way financial products and services are created and brought to market. As Fox noted, we are definitely seeing more collaboration between incumbents and disruptors, and financial services are moving toward a less vertically integrated and more distributed model, made up of different specialists. Some firms specialize in back-end enablement, others in front-end enablement. It's becoming more common to outsource in order to innovate, said Fox, and then bring in incremental revenue streams through deposits or loans, to name just two examples. The use cases. In an environment where consumers are willing to switch their allegiance to financial institutions at a moment's notice, Fox said, focusing on the consumer experience and the user journey is imperative. That's especially true for smaller players such as credit unions and savings and loans. Obviously, there are a lot of options out there for consuming services, he told PYMNTS, and users are more demanding with regards to the means in which they interact with FIS. They want instant gratification. Among the chief and most pressing desires of the consumer, as relayed by Fox, the desire to be onboarded quickly and engage with the product or solution in a seamless manner. To get there, the Novo Payment executive said, a lot has to happen, technologically speaking, to ensure that a broad swath of data is being used to create an optimal consumer experience. In some cases, firms will need to conduct identity verification with speed and accuracy, perhaps through biometrics, or they may strive to issue a digital card upon an individual's account creation. You'll find, he said of the platform model, in order to satisfy those user journeys and offer a comprehensive and cohesive experience, you need to piece it all together effectively, and as an incumbent you may not have all the parts you need. You'll want to be able to go and collaborate in order to get it all done effectively. The trend toward banking as a service is an inexorable one, he said, with a tailwind provided by open banking, which he said provides information more effectively and, from a policy perspective, mandates the portability of data. He said open banking has allowed, and will allow, an ever greater number of participants across the financial services ecosystem to get involved, interact across application programming interfaces, APIs, and transform digital services. Eyeing technology. The common thread underpinning the collaboration, from a technological perspective, is middleware, said Fox. Business rules must be defined, alongside use cases. The integration of all the ecosystem participants must also take into account compliance and operational rules that all are found within the middleware service layers where all the APIs are being consumed. Whether you're in a large traditional financial institution or a small credit union or savings and loan, there's the need to have this middleware service component, said Fox, that serves to really bring all the pieces together and make sense of them in order to deliver value. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.